CSU Research Coordinator Casey Luskin recently gave a talk on evolution and intelligent design, in which she presented some of the biggest problems with the argument for Darwinian evolution. In this segment, Casey discusses how the fossil record doesn't support Darwinian evolution.
The fossil record. What was Darwin's view of the fossil record? Well, Darwin believed that organisms evolved very gradually. And he actually said that the number of intermediate varieties which must have formerly existed on Earth must be truly enormous. Why then is not every geological formation and every stratum full of such intermediate links? Geology assuredly does not reveal any such finely graduated organic chain. And he said this perhaps is the most obvious and gravest objection which can be urged against my theory. What's Darwin saying? What he's saying that according to his gradual theory of evolution, if one organism turned into another very slowly over long periods of time, we should find intermediate fossils that show those intermediate stages of evolution or transitional fossils in the fossil record. Well, it's been known for a long time that when we look at the fossil record, these types of so-called intermediate fossils or transitional fossils, by and large, are not found. Here's a quote from Stephen Jay Gould, a very famous evolutionary scientist. He said, "The absence of fossil evidence for intermediary stages between major transitions and organic design, indeed our inability, even in our imagination, to construct functional intermediates in many cases, has been a persistent and nagging problem for gradualistic accounts of evolution." So Gould is saying, look, he's writing that 120 years after Darwin wrote Origin of Species. They had 120 years to go out and look for these transitional fossils, and he's saying, we're still missing these transitional fossils. Now, Gould had this idea that tried to explain away why we don't find these transitional fossils. What he said is maybe the change in species happens so quickly that there isn't enough time for the transitional forms to become fossilized. He called this punctuated equilibrium. It's basically trying to explain why we don't see any transitional fossils. Well, there are some problems with punctuated equilibrium, or punk-eek, as he called it. First of all, it compresses the vast majority of evolutionary change into the vast minority of the time. One of the great things about Darwin's theory was that he said we have millions of years, all these long periods of time, for evolutionary changes to happen. But according to punk-eek, the vast majority of the evolutionary change has happened in the vast minority of the time. So one problem with punk-eek is that it requires too much change too quickly. But I'm also skeptical of punk-eek for another reason. Let's say that I said to you that I have a videotape that has leopard. You guys remember videotapes, right? From the 90s? Yeah, okay, the good old days. So let's say that I have a videotape that has leprechauns on it, okay? Now, I promise you, there are leprechauns on this video. They're just too small, and they're so fast that you can't see them, okay? But I promise you, if I told you that I had leprechauns on the video, you just can't see them, you'd be a little bit skeptical, right? You'd be like, okay, fine, maybe so, but you know what? That's a little bit weird to me for you to be telling me that I should believe this when you can't see it. Well, I would say the same thing about punctuated equilibrium. It's basically saying that, look, all these transitional intermediate forms did exist. They just lived for such a short time that we can't see them in the fossil record. But trust me, they're there. They lived. We just have no evidence of them, okay? So a theory that makes no predictions that you can confirm the theory, to me, that's sort of a little bit difficult to accept as a scientist, okay? So what do we actually see in the evidence? Well, the evidence actually shows that organisms appear abruptly without evolutionary precursors. And in fact, in the Cambrian period, we see that the vast majority of the major animal groups called the phyla appear abruptly without any evolutionary precursors. So here's a quote from an evolutionary biology textbook. It says, most of the animal phyla, that's the major groups of animals, that are represented in the fossil record, first appear fully formed in the Cambrian. The fossil record is therefore of no help with respect to the origin and early diversification of the various animal phyla. Well, I would say it's no help if you're an evolutionist, but if you're willing to be a skeptic of common descent and Darwinian theory, then we can just take the fossil record at face value. When we see all these complex types of animals appearing without evolutionary precursors, we can say, well, that just means that the evolutionary account doesn't seem to be the best explanation. And there are many examples of these explosions of different types of organisms in the fossil record where they appear abruptly without evolutionary precursors. There's not just the Cambrian explosion, there's also an explosion of marine Mesozoic reptiles in the Mesozoic period. There's a big bloom of flowering plants where basically angiosperms appear abruptly. There's also a mammal explosion where the vast majority of the major types of mammals appear abruptly. So here's an interesting quote. This is from a biology textbook. It says, many species remain virtually unchanged for millions of years, then suddenly disappear to be replaced by a quite different but related form. Moreover, most major groups of animals appear abruptly in the fossil record, fully formed, with no fossils yet discovered that form a transition from their parent group. Last thinking tip here of this section. Think for yourself. Some evolutionists will adamantly claim that the fossil record supports evolution, but don't accept something just because someone is telling you, even if it's emphatic. In fact, don't accept something just because I'm seeing it. Go out, do your own research, and form your own conclusions. So, summary of problems with evolution here real quick. Chemical evolution. We have no evidence or mechanism of how we could produce this primordial soup on the early Earth from which all organisms supposedly arose. Biological evolution. We have mutations that are harmful and cannot generate irreducibly complex structures. Common descent. We didn't get into that because we just don't have time, but the tree of life, the idea that all organisms are related, it's actually being refuted by the genetic data today. Embryology. Embryos, invertebrates, start development differently rather than being similar, and that contradicts what we expect from common ancestry. And then finally, the fossil record. We see many explosions in the history of life without evolutionary transitions.
That concludes this series by Casey Luskin on the biggest challenges for Darwinian evolution.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.